Hello, everyone. You're listening to Unlocking Greatness Podcast with Zenja Glass. Feel free to call me Z. I'm going to title this Broken But Not Defeated, The Courage to Let Go and Start Again. Let me say that again. Broken But Not Defeated, The Courage to Let Go and Start Again. And I'm going to read a little bit from my book, Necessary. If you have my book, you can turn to chapter 13. I'm going to read a little bit of the affirmation and just a little bit from this chapter. So I'm starting with the affirmation from chapter 13, Letting Go. It's time for me to let go so that I can begin to live. It's time for me to thrive in life and receive all that God has in store for me. I must let go of what no longer serves my destiny. I must let go of my fears. I must let go of my doubts. I must lay all my burdens on the altar where they belong, in the hands of my Father who is meant to carry them. I must let go. I am a new creation, and I must learn to live. Now, before I read a little bit more from this, I just want to talk a little bit about what was kind of going through my mind when I began this chapter. There comes times in lives where we feel broken. You know, we've been through a lot. We've been through a lot of difficult seasons. And there are also times in life where we know we're not defeated, but we've got to let go of what no longer is serving our destiny. There were some things that, you know, that I had to let go of. And you guys know I've talked about it so many times, but some very difficult things that I had to let go of my life that I thought served me, but it really wasn't serving me, because I had to realize that everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial. Not everything was beneficial for me. And sometimes letting go for me meant letting go of old habits, old behaviors, old mindsets. It also meant, you know, and I'm not sad to say this, but I guess I have to say this, but it also meant letting go of some relationships. I had to learn the importance of, you know, setting like healthy boundaries in my life, right? And not feeling that I was responsible for how someone reacted to the healthy boundaries that I set up in place for myself. So I knew that if I really step out on this platform and begin to do what God is telling me to do and really begin to allow His light to shine brightly in me, I knew that some people were going to have a problem with that. I knew not only that I needed to be transformed, my mindset needed to be completely transformed, by the way, you know, definitely my spirit, you know, but I'm talking my mindset, but I also knew I couldn't have the same relationships with you know, everyone that I had. I couldn't keep putting myself in the same environments, right? And I also couldn't stay where I was at because I didn't want someone else to be feeling some kind of way. And so when I started writing this chapter about letting go, it was a whole lot of things, starting with myself, starting with other people, starting with my mindset. So let me read just a little bit from chapter 13. If you all have already joined my book club, the Necessary Book Club, we'll be reading more about this. But I just want to read a little bit from chapter 13 so you can just get a little bit of an idea. Sometimes it feels so unnatural to start letting go of what I had in mind. Letting go of the outcomes I expected from all the love and hard work I poured into a person or a situation. Letting go of my version of myself and embracing what God desires for my life. Now, that was very difficult to do, by the way, but I'm going to keep reading. Letting go of activities that do not serve my destiny. And letting go of those I love whom God has called home. Sometimes it really hurts to let go. But if we live long enough, it is a process we all will experience at some point in our lives. Now, listen to this. Letting go of what I had in mind is perhaps one of the greatest challenges, one of my greatest challenges. Life doesn't always turn out the way we predicted because the pathways to our destinies are seldom straight lines. It's so difficult to move out of the way and let God do what He does best, and that is be God. We have to let God be God. Not only when it comes to our lives, but also in the lives of others. We must remind ourselves that it is not our responsibility to play His role in the lives of our loved ones. And I know firsthand this can be very difficult when it comes to our closest relationships. Now, I go on to talk about some situations that happened in life when I had to step back and let go, and how hard it was. Because if you're anything like me, and I know you are, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to this podcast episode, you know that we love deeply, right? When we're a friend to somebody or we're trying to help somebody, we go all in. And what I was finding for myself, I don't know about you, but what I was finding is that you ever wanted something so bad for someone else to the point where you were working harder to make it happen for them than they were themselves? Does that make sense? Like you're the one stressing and worrying and trying to set the parameters in place and do all the things so that they don't have to struggle and maybe go through the things in life you went through, right? Or maybe you're trying to help them avoid going down some pitfalls or some situations that even potentially could possibly even be harmful for them, you know, in one way or another. And so you're doing everything that you know. Now this doesn't matter if it's a relationship or, you know, with a spouse or a child or maybe even a good friend, but you're doing everything that you know to try to prevent what could happen, right? And I realize, I should say the Holy Spirit spoke through me. I began to realize that, oh my goodness, I am playing the role of God. I keep intervening and doing all the things that I know to do out of love, right? Because I'm trying to help someone, right? Not realizing I'm completely wearing myself out, right? And I'm trying to intervene and prevent things that could happen, you know, because I'm playing God in their lives because I don't want them to experience and go down certain pathways, right? Right? There's a video I did a long time ago, and it's called You've Been Set Free. You all should go back and watch that video. It's somewhere in here if you scroll through and just look it up. But I didn't realize that there was moments in life where I was set free and I didn't know it. Meaning, what I mean by that is, you know, there were times when I was going through writing this, there were times when, and I just remember distinctly with one or two of my kids, like, Mom, I got this. Leave me alone. Like, let me just figure it out on my own. I don't need you to fix everything. Right. And your heart is just, you're so consumed with trying to help everybody and trying to rescue everybody. I'm a rescuer by nature. You know, I don't like seeing anyone suffer or do bad. I don't like seeing the underdog not get help. It's just a natural part of who I am. And I've given some stories about that way back in my childhood, how I had no kind of backup whatsoever, but I was the first one to try to jump in a fight or do whatever to defend somebody because you're not going to mess with this person, right? So I'm naturally like a rescuer. It's just naturally how God kind of made me, right? And so there was so many times where I was so consumed in trying to rescue everyone else that I realized, oh my goodness, in order for me to grow, and I pray this encourages someone, in order for us to grow and to elevate, to go higher in life, there are times when we have to let go. It's hard to climb those mountains when you've got this huge like backpack on your back with all of these huge, I don't even want to say rocks. I want to say like boulders, right? These massive rocks, these massive burdens and things that we're carrying. So I go into a lot more detail about this in this chapter, but I'm just going to read one or two other little statements from here. And again, if you're part of the book club, if you're not gotten your book necessary yet, I strongly advise you guys get a copy because we're going to be going so much deeper into some of these. But let me just drop down a little bit to one or two other things I wanted to read here. I'll go down on page if you have your book, turn to page 155. This is when I started talking about healthy boundaries. I said, this is why we must develop healthy boundaries. There are times when we must distance ourselves from unhealthy patterns and toxic relationships that wreak havoc in our lives. Sometimes even our loved ones can drain us with their issues. And if we continue to allow chaos and confusion in our lives with no healthy boundaries in place, we can easily find ourselves becoming overwhelmed. That's exactly what I was going through. We can become so distracted that we can't even hear what God is trying to tell us, nor see the hand of the enemy at work to keep us from walking in our purpose. Now, I'm going to come back and talk on that in just a second. I want to read one more paragraph and I'll close this out. It took me many years to realize this because for most of my life, I walked around with my spiritual eyes closed. I was unaware, or should I say I forgot, that spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms were always at work. And the scripture I reference is Ephesians 6:12. You can turn to that and read that later on your own. The Bible teaches us that we must watch our lives and doctrine closely. That's 1 Timothy 4:16. And we must be aware that Satan masquerades as an angel of light. That's 2 Corinthians 11:14. He will attempt to use anyone or any situation to keep us from staying in the race and being self-disciplined. And that's 1 Corinthians 9:24-27. I'm going to stop reading right here. There's a lot more to read through here, but I just wanted to make a point with this. I didn't realize that in all of my busyness, and there's another chapter that I go into that talks about the importance of rest. I'm not going to go into that right now. Maybe I'll talk about that in the part two of this. But I didn't realize, like, in all of my busyness, I didn't know that the enemy had this master plan to keep me distracted. I was so broken, but not defeated. Let me just make that point. But so broken by all of the issues and circumstances, not only going on in my personal life, but what was going on in the lives of those whom I loved, that I didn't realize it was actually holding me captive, because I was so focused on what could happen. You know, that's called catastrophic thinking, by the way, but so focused on their lives and trying to prevent. And by the way, they still end up doing what they wanted to do. That's what's funny about the whole, well, I should say it's not funny. It's kind of sad. But at the end of the day, for the most part, they still pretty much end up doing what they want to do and learn from the situation and grew and moved on from that, right? But I didn't realize it was holding me up. My prayer life was suffering big time. I definitely had a hard time. I mean, I've always read my Bible. So I would read my Bible, but nothing was really soaking through. You know how you're trying to read your Bible, whatever, and maybe 15 minutes later, you can't even remember really what you read or what the convictions you got from it. You know what I'm talking about. And the little healthy boundaries and parameters I was setting up in my life so that I can walk in the direction I need to go. I mean, good luck with that. It was maybe a couple of days I was doing what I needed to do, right? But I was so consumed because I was refusing to let go, right? Of all of the things that were coming in my life. I didn't realize that I was being hindered. I didn't realize I was being hindered in the spirit. And I was hindering myself even in the physical, really, because I was so tired and drained. So I'm praying that this encourages you all. Sometimes we go through seasons in life where we really have to cling and hold on to God, and we have to let go. And let go does not mean you don't care. That's a fallacy that I was believing, because I thought, okay, if I don't do nothing, if I don't say nothing, I'm just kind of praying and, you know, maybe giving a little advice when it's asked for, and I'm just lifting them in prayer. I almost felt like I wasn't doing enough. I should be doing something. That's another thing I want to say really quickly. It's really hard to let go when you know you can intervene and you can help in that situation. It's really, really, really hard. I had to learn the hard way, and a friend told me this. She said, Z, all you're doing is kicking the can down the road. If you don't let go of these situations and allow basically God to work it out the way God needs to work it out, allow this person to mature and grow from it. She says the situation is just going to keep repeating itself over and over and over again. If you don't let go of how you respond in the situation, same thing is going to keep repeating itself. So all you're doing is just kicking the can down the road. And of course, I didn't believe that at the time. But after I kept seeing that same doggone can, I kept kicking the same can down the road. I finally realized she was right. She was right. Because I thought me showing up, playing the role of God, I can fix this person or fix this situation. And I had to learn the hard way. There comes times when we have to let go. And I learned the hard way because I got my butt so burned out. I'll talk about that in the next segment. I got so burned out because I wasn't resting and taking care of me, not spiritually and not physically, that I was just like, I ended up in ER myself. And guess what? They still kept on going and was doing what they was doing. Anyway, I love you all. Sometimes you got to let go. Pray to God to give you wisdom when that season comes. I love you. Be encouraged. This is Z with Unlocking Greatness Podcast.